今天有幸来邀请我们的 Lee Irons 博士来为我们讲道，所以我们请 Irons 博士来上前来。我们今天的讲到的经文是在马太福音，马太福音，大家请翻到马太福音第四章，马太福音的第四章，我们要从第十二节读到第二十五节，翻开之后由我来读，我们一同的来聆听上帝的话。马太福音第四章第十二到第二十五节，耶稣听见约翰下在监里，就退到加利利去，后又离开拿撒勒往加百农去，就住在那里。那地方靠海，在西布伦和拿弗他利的边界上。这是要应验先知以赛亚的话，说西布伦地、拿弗他利地，就是沿海的路，约旦河外外邦人的加利利地，那坐在黑暗里的百姓看见了大光，坐在死荫之地的人有光发现照着他们。从那时候，耶稣就传起道来说，天国近了，你们应当悔改。耶稣在加利利海边行走，看见弟兄二人，就是那称呼彼得的西门和他兄弟安德烈，在海里撒网，他们本是打鱼的。耶稣对他们说，来跟从我，我要叫你们得人如得鱼一样。他们就立刻舍了网，跟从了他。从那里往前走，又看见弟兄二人，就是西比泰的儿子雅各和他的 兄弟约翰，同他们的父亲西比泰在船上捕网。耶稣就招呼他们，他们立刻舍了船，别了父亲，跟从了耶稣。耶稣走遍加利利，在各会堂里教训人，传天国的福音，医治百姓各样的病症，他的名声就传遍了叙利亚。那里的人把一切害病的，就是害各种疾病、各样疼痛的和被鬼附的、癫痫的、瘫痪的，都带了来。耶稣就治好了他们。当下有许多人从加利利、底加波利、耶路撒冷、犹太、约旦河外来跟着他。我们今天读神的话就到这儿。
Amen. It's wonderful to be with you today. As we read in our text, Jesus announced the kingdom of God.
就像我们刚才所读到的这段经文，耶稣来宣告了神的国。
In verse 17, he said, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand."
在第十七节，耶稣说，悔改，因为天国近了。
If we keep reading in Matthew's gospel, as well as the other gospels, we know that the kingdom is something that Jesus spoke about often.
如果我们读马太福音或者其他任何的福音书，我们就会发现耶稣所经常宣讲的就是这个神的国。
But what is the kingdom of God?
但是神的国到底指的是什么？
There are several mistaken ideas about the kingdom.
在今天教会里面有一些对于神的国一些错误的理解。
Some have thought that it simply means God's sovereignty, the fact that God is in control of all that happens.
一个比较常见的错误的理解就是把神的国认为就是指上帝的主权，上帝掌权的地方。
The kingdom is that God is sovereign over all the affairs of mankind.
神的国指的就是上帝控制一切发生的事情。
Nations rise and fall.
一些国度兴起，一些国度衰亡。
Every star, every blade of grass is in his hand and guided by his providence.
天上的星星，地上的一草一木都是在上帝的护理之下。
But if that is what the kingdom is, why did Jesus say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand"?
但是如果神的国只是单纯的指上帝用护理的大功去控制一切的话，那么为什么耶稣会说你们要悔改，因为天国近了？
God is sovereign whether people acknowledge it or not, whether they repent or not.
因为上帝的护理的工作是不论你是不是悔改，上帝这个护理的工作始终是在进行的。
In addition, in the Gospels, we read that the kingdom is something that you can enter, and not everyone will.
而在福音书当中，我们看到天国是你可以进去的一个地方呢，而不是所有的人都会在天国里。
And even those who do not enter the kingdom are still under God's sovereignty.
而就算是那些没有进入到天国里的人，他们在今生还是在上帝的护理的主权之下。
So the kingdom of God cannot be defined as the sovereignty of God.
因此神的国这个概念不能只是单纯的用上帝的护理和主权 来定义。
Another possible interpretation is that the kingdom is the millennial kingdom.
另外一个常见的 误解是把神的国解释成为千禧年的国度。
This is the premillennial view that the kingdom is when the Messiah literally reigns over the throne of David,over the nation of Israel.
这种误解是在前千禧年派的一种常见的误解，就是认为耶稣所宣告的这个神国就是指耶稣字面意义上的坐在大卫的宝座上治理着以色列的那个国度。
According to this view, Jesus was offering the millennial kingdom to the Jews.
按照这种观点，耶稣在说悔改吧，天国近了。耶稣是在把这个千禧年的这种地上的国度，把它提供给以色列民。
If they accepted that he was the Messiah, then he would kick out the Romans, restore the glory of national Israel, and begin his earthly rule in Jerusalem.
在这种观点当中，如果犹太人当时接受了耶稣，相信他就是那位应许的弥赛亚君王，那么耶稣接下来就会带领着他们把罗马人赶走，然后重新恢复以色列国的荣耀，在地上开始在耶路撒冷里开始执政这个王权。
But this can't be what Jesus is saying. For one thing, I don't think the premillennial interpretation is correct to begin with.
但是这并不是耶稣所说的意思啊！我认为千禧年派的解释是不正确的。
But setting that aside, why would Jesus go to Galilee to offer the kingdom?
先不去谈论这个末世论的神学的这个这些辩论，只是单纯从经文来入手。如果耶稣真的想要去给犹太人这个他们的地上的国度，那么为什么耶稣要跑到加利利去宣告这一点？
Our text is very clear. It says in verse 12 that he withdrew into Galilee.
我们的经文很明确地说，第十二节说耶稣退到了加利利去。
And it was there that he first began to preach the good news of the kingdom.
而正是在加利利地，耶稣开始宣讲天国的福音。
Remember that the Jewish leaders and the temple are located in the south, in Judea.
要记得，在当时犹太人的这些领袖们，圣殿都是在犹大地，都是在耶路撒冷。
If Jesus were offering the millennial kingdom to the Jews, he would have done it down there in Judea.
如果耶稣来真的是要给犹太人这样的一个这个地上的国，那他应该去耶路撒冷去宣告这一点。
But our text says he withdrew from there and went to the north, to Galilee of the Gentiles.
但是我们所看到的恰恰是相反的，耶稣从南部回到了这个北部，回到加利利地，他在加利利地开始宣告这个神的国。
There is another view of the kingdom, and this one is more plausible.
还有另外一种解释。
This is the view that the kingdom is exclusively future and refers not to the millennium, but to the new heavens and the new earth.
这第三种对于神的国的理解是认为神的国是完全的在未来将会发生的事情。他们虽然没有认为说这个神的国是千禧年的国度，而是指的是他们认为这个国度指的是将来的新天新地新的创造。
It is true that the kingdom will have a future fulfillment or consummation in the age to come.
的确，神的国是有这样的一个未来的一个完全实现的状态，那就是新天新地、新的创造那个状态。
For example, if you recall, at the Last Supper, Jesus said, "I tell you, I will not drink again of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom."
的确，我们例如看到耶稣在最后设立晚餐的时候，他说：“我不再喝这个葡萄汁，只等到我的将来在父的国当中再喝。”
That is clearly future.
那耶稣所指的那个父的国，肯定是指的未来，将来会降临的那个国。
However, even though there is a future consummation of the kingdom is not exclusively future.
虽然这个神的国的确有一个将来的最终的实现的阶段，但是神的国并不是完全未来时的。
It is also present. We see that in our text in verse 17. The kingdom is at hand.
这个神的国不仅有未来的状态，这个神的国就是在现在就已经到来了。所以我们在经文当中看到第十七节，耶稣说天国近了。
It can also be translated, the kingdom has drawn near.
那更字面的就是翻译这个在这里面希腊文的这个动词是一个完成时态，就是天国已经来到来近了临近了已经到来了。
Jesus is not saying that the kingdom is close, near, or right around the corner. He's saying it has arrived.
所以耶稣在这句话里面所宣告的不是说天国近了，这个是中文的翻译，有点像天国好像就在前面一步了，不是，耶稣说这句话是说天国已经在这儿了。
Those are three common misunderstandings about the kingdom. But what then is the kingdom of heaven?
那我们前面提到了对于神的国是三种比较常见的误解，那么到底神的国指的是什么呢？
We can answer that by looking at three things in our text.
我们就用这段经文来回答这个问题，我们要从这段经文看三点。
First, the redemptive historical context of the kingdom.
首先我们要来看的是神的国这个概念在整个救赎历史当中的一个大的背景。
Third,The divine origin, sorry, second, the divine origin of the kingdom.
第二，我们要来看的是上帝的国的源头是源自于上帝。
And third, the Christocentric focus of the kingdom.
第三，我们要最后要来看的是神的国，它的这个焦点聚焦的中心是以基督为中心。
Let's look first at the redemptive historical context of the kingdom.
所以我们首先要从第一点来看，就是神的国这个概念在整个救赎历史当中的这个大的背景。
Notice that the text tells us that Jesus began to proclaim the kingdom at a very specific time.
我们首先需要注意到的是第十二节，耶稣开始宣讲这个神的国的时候，是在一个非常特殊的时间点。
Verse 12. Now when he heard that John had been arrested,He withdrew into Galilee.
第十二节是在什么时候他开始宣讲的？是耶稣听说约翰下在监里，于是他就退到加利利去了。
The timing is important. It was when John the Baptist had been arrested.
这个时间点是非常重要的。耶稣开始宣讲天国的时候是在约翰被抓起来之后。
Jesus doesn't announce the kingdom when he's a 12-year-old boy living with his parents in Nazareth.
记得耶稣并不是一生下来就开始宣扬天国到了，他十二岁在这个拿撒勒跟他父母在一起住的时候，他并没有宣传说天国到了。
He doesn't announce the kingdom until after John has been arrested.
他是直到约翰被抓起来之后，他才开始宣告这一点。
The mention of John's arrest is not a minor chronological detail. It is theologically significant.
因此，当圣经把这个约翰被下在监里这个小的细节告诉我们的时候，这不仅仅是给我们建立一个时间线上的一个证据和线索，它是具有一个神学性的含义的。
Later on, Jesus will talk about the significance of John the Baptist's ministry.
在接下来，耶稣在后面马太福音第十一章的时候，耶稣会谈到约翰，施洗约翰他的事工的重要的含义到底是什么。
He said, "Truly I say to you, among those born of women, there has arisen no one greater than John the Baptist. Yet the one who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he." From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John. Matthew 11.
所以我们一起翻到约翰福音第十一章第十一到第十三节，那里面耶稣评论约翰施洗约翰的这个工作，他说。我实在告诉你们，凡妇人所生的，没有一个兴起来大过施洗约翰的。然而在天国里，最小的也比他还大。从施洗约翰的时候到如今，这个经文翻译是错，和合本翻译是错误的，是天国正在被强暴的人攻打，而这个强暴的人想要把天国灭除，因为众先知和律法说预言到约翰就为止了。
John the Baptist was the last Old Covenant prophet.
因此耶稣这段话告诉我们什么？是这个律法跟先知到约翰为止，也就是说约翰是旧约时期的最后一位先知。
All the Old Testament, the law of Moses and the prophets, spoke about the coming of the Messiah.
所以整个旧约，不管是摩西的律法还是先知书，都是在预言耶稣的到来。
They were looking ahead to the time of fulfillment.
整个所有的旧约的这些预言都是向前看，要去寻找那个预言实现的时刻。
Now that John has finished his ministry, the time of promise is giving way to the time of fulfillment.
因此，施洗约翰他的事工。到此就结束了。当他被抓起来的时候，他的事工就结束了。因此，这个前面这些这个应许的阶段就结束了，开始进入到了应许实现的阶段。
So when Jesus heard that John had been arrested, that was the signal for Jesus to say, "Now is the time."
所以，当耶稣听说约翰被抓起来的时候，这对于耶稣来说就是一个信号，一个标志。所以耶稣开始传讲说，现在就是时候了。
John's ministry of preparation is complete.
约翰作为预备这个弥赛亚的这个到来的这个事工已经结束了。
The history of redemption is coming to its climax.
整个救赎历史正在进入到最高峰的阶段。
It is now time to proclaim that the kingdom of God is at hand.
而这个时刻就是耶稣在宣告天国现在已经到来了。
The Old Testament prophets spoke of the coming of the kingdom.
在旧约的先知们也曾经预言过天国的这个到来。
Think of the prophets like Isaiah, Jeremiah, and Ezekiel.
我们可以回想，例如旧约的以赛亚先知书，这个耶利米先知和以西结先知等等。
They either foresaw or lived through the exile of Israel.
这些先知，有的人是看到了这个以色列被掳，有的人是在被掳的期间生活过。
But in addition, they also looked ahead to the restoration of Israel.
但是他们更重要的是，他们再往前看，他们预言将来以色列会被恢复。
They foresaw that God would make a new covenant, that the temple would be restored, that the desert would bloom like the Garden of Eden.
让他们看到上帝将会另立一个新的约，这个圣殿会被重建，并且在沙漠当中沙漠会变得像这个伊甸园一样，开满鲜花。
The prophetic depiction of the kingdom of God is what Jesus is saying is now being fulfilled in his ministry.
而先知们所描绘的这一幅神的国度的这样的一个画面，耶稣宣告说，现在这个神的国已经到来了。
In the parallel passage in the Gospel of Mark, Jesus preached, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand."
在马可福音第一章第十五节，就是平行的这样的一个记载当中，那里面马可记载耶稣宣告的话里面说了，时候已经满足了，时候已经满了。
Jesus isn't saying that the national hopes of Israel are about to be fulfilled.
耶稣并不是说以色列的这个国家性的这种重建的时间满足了。
If that's what he meant, why did he withdraw into Galilee?
如果这真的是耶稣的意思的话，那么耶稣不应该退到加利利外邦人的地方去。
The word withdrew means moving to another place.
这个退到的意思指的是他转移了，他把这个自己所在的地方离开这里了。
He moved away from Judea to a new location, away from the temple and the Jewish leadership.
当耶稣宣告神国的时候，他是离开犹大地，离开犹太人的领袖，离开圣殿。
By removing himself from Judea and relocating in Galilee, Jesus is indicating that the kingdom that is present is a new work of God that totally transcends the restoration of national Israel.
因此耶稣的这个退到加利利去这个行为非常的重要，有这样的神学的含义，就是他是在宣告说，现在他所宣讲的这个神的国是一个完全不同于以色列国度的这样的一个国度。
God is launching something new.
上帝正在做成一件新的事情。
It is a new movement of God.
这是上帝新的动作。
The fact that it goes beyond literal national Israel is proven by the fact that the kingdom is coming to the Gentiles, Galilee of the Gentiles.
因此这个我刚才所陈述的这一点更加证明，因为我们的经文很明确的说是外邦人的加利利地。
So the timing of when Jesus began to announce the kingdom after John had finished his ministry points to the redemptive historical context of the kingdom.
因此我们第一点讲了耶稣宣告神国的这个时间点，就是在约翰被捕之后，这告诉我们整个神国的这个概念在救赎历史当中的一个背景。
Second, the divine origin of the kingdom.
我们接下来要看第二点，就是神的国的源头来自于上帝。
The kingdom is called the kingdom of God or of heaven because it originates from God, from heaven.
这个国度我们圣经说这是天国，有的时候说的是神的国。这告诉我们这个国度的源头是来自于上帝，是从天上来的。
It comes by God's action, not man's.
而这个国度的到来是上帝的工作，而不是人的工作。
It's not something we do in order to try to build or bring in the kingdom by our own efforts.
所以当我们说这是神的国的时候，我们是在说这是不是我们尝试着去建造的一个国度，不是我们通过自己的努力去实现的一个国度。
The kingdom is all about God.
这个国度是只是关于上帝的。
God's glory and God's power.
这是上帝彰显他自己荣耀和全能的国度。
And you see that in our text when Matthew says that Isaiah 9 has been fulfilled.
而我们可以在这个经文当中看到，马太说耶稣讲的这个宣告是实现了以赛亚先知书第九章的预言。
Verse 13, and leaving Nazareth, he went and lived in Capernaum by the sea, in the territory of Zebulun and Naphtali, so that what was spoken by the prophet Isaiah might be fulfilled. The land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, the way of the sea, beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people dwelling in darkness, have seen a great light. And for those dwelling in the region and shadow of death, on them a light has dawned.
所以马太在这里面解释说，耶稣去到加百农，住在那里，在那地方靠海，是在西布伦和拿弗他利的边界上。说这是应验先知以赛亚的话：西布伦地、拿弗他利地、沿海的路、约旦河外、外邦人的加利利地，在那坐在黑暗里的百姓看见了大光，坐在死荫之地的人有光发现照着他们。
Matthew is quoting from Isaiah 9, verses 1 to 2, which is in the same context of the famous prophecy, For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given.
So, 马太在这里面引用的以赛亚书第九章第一到第二节，在以赛亚书的那个原来的语境之下，有另外一个非常重要的预言，就是指就是接下来以赛亚书第九章第六到第七节说，有一子要赐给我们。有一个儿子要为我们而生。
So it's not surprising that Matthew would see the earlier verses about the great light as messianic as well.
所以在这个第六、第七节那里面说， 这个婴孩要坐在大卫的宝座上，执掌王权，那很自然的，前面也就是马太所引用的这两节经文，第一节和第二节，很自然的也是关于弥赛亚君王的预言。
Matthew says that Jesus' withdrawal from Judea to Galilee and announcing the kingdom there is the fulfillment of this prophecy of Isaiah. The people dwelling in darkness have seen a great light.
所以马太说耶稣退回到从犹大地退回到加利利地，并且在加利利开始 宣扬神的国，实际上就是满足，是实现了以赛亚的预言，说那个地方的人在黑暗当中的人有大看见了大光。
This tells you what the kingdom is all about. Its origin is from above, from God, not from man.
而这告诉我们，这个国度是关于是它的源头是来自于上帝，而不是来自于人。
The kingdom is like the rising of the sun.
这个神的国的到来就好像太阳升起一样。
Imagine you are out in the wilderness camping.
不知道你们有没有去过野外去徒步去野外宿营啊，露宿。
You're trying to sleep in your tent and it's pitch black outside.
你到了晚上在野外，然后你要在野外度过这一夜，然后你就搭起了帐篷，外面天特别的黑。
It's bitterly cold and you hear the coyotes howling in the distance.
在外面很冷，然后你在躲在帐篷里面听着外面的这个郊狼在叫。
But after a long night, in the morning, the sun begins to rise.
而度过了漫长的一晚上，然后第二天一早上，你看到太阳开始升起了。
It makes the darkness go away.
这太阳的升起使得黑暗被消退了。
It warms you up. You feel good.
太阳的升起使你感到身体变得温暖起来。
But who made the sun rise?
但是到底太阳是怎么升起来的呢？
Did you do anything to make the sun come up?
你是不是做了什么事情让这个太阳升起来了呢？
No, you had nothing to do with it. The sun simply rose and shined upon you.
不，你没有做任何的事情，太阳只是就是这样升起来了，不是因为你所付出的任何的努力。
You did nothing but receive it.
你没有做任何的事情使太阳升起来，你只是单纯的享受到太阳升起来之后带给你的这些祝福。
So it is with the kingdom of God.
同样的，这和上帝的国到来是同样的意思。
The people dwelling in darkness, in the darkness of sin, of being in Satan's kingdom, have seen a great light.
当上帝的国到来的时候，他像光一样照亮那些在黑暗当中的人，那些在罪恶的黑暗当中，在那些邪恶的权势统治当中。但是上帝的国就像太阳这样，这个光就这样到来了，把这个祝福带给这些人。
Upon them, light has dawned.
在这些在黑死因的黑暗当中的人，有光照耀了他们。
The kingdom simply comes. It comes from heaven. It comes by God's power.
神的国就这样到来了，它是从天上而来，是借着上帝的大能而到来的。
The light dawns upon us. We merely receive it and bask in its light.
而上帝的国带来的这个光明就这样照耀在我们的身上，而我们只是单纯的领受它，享受这个光所带来的祝福。
Salvation is of the Lord.
救恩是出于上耶和华。
We are totally passive. We simply receive the grace of God.
我们是完全的被动的领受这一切的拯救的祝福，我们领受上帝的恩典。
Many Christians today make the mistake of thinking that they can build or advance the kingdom of God by their own ministry efforts.
今天很多的基督徒有这样的误解，认为他们可以靠自己的事工的这些事工的扩张能够建立或者使这个国度变得更加的能够扩张神的国度。
They say we need to plant churches or send missionaries in order to build the kingdom of God.
他们会说让我们来这个建立教会，或者去差派各样的宣教士，好叫我们能够建立神的国度。
We should send missionaries, but the kingdom is God's sovereign work, and we merely receive it as a gift.
的确，我们应当去派遣宣教士，我们应当去传福音等等，但是这并不是为了要建立或者拓展神的国度，
That's why Jesus said, "Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it."
这就是为什么耶稣在马可福音第十章说，我实实在在告诉你们，我们人若不像小孩子一样领受神的国，就不能够进去。
A child has nothing to offer. A child simply receives the gift.
所以耶稣用这个小孩子的这个比喻来比喻我们的信心，领受神的国的信心，因为一个小孩子他不会回报什么。
It is an act of sheer grace, and the child simply says, "Thank you."
所以当你给一个孩子礼物的时候，你不会期望着这个孩子会做一些什么事情来回报你，他只是单纯的领受了你给他的这个礼物，然后他就跟你说谢谢。The
child cannot repay you.
这个小孩子不会用钱付给你，然后去把这个礼物就是补偿你。That's
the way the kingdom comes. It comes to those who receive it like a child.
这就是神的国降临的方式，它是降临在那些像小孩子一样领受这个天国的这些人。Third,
the Christocentric focus of the kingdom.
第三，我们要来看的是这个神的国。
We have seen the redemptive historical context of the kingdom.
我们在前面看到了这个神的国的救赎历史的背景。It
comes in fulfillment of God's promises in the Old Testament.
神的国的到来是实现了在旧约当中上帝的承诺。We've
seen the divine origin of the kingdom. It comes from above as the work of God, not of man.
我们也第二点看到了这个神的国做的源头是来自于上帝，是上帝自己建造的国度，不是人来建造的。Now
we come to point three, the Christocentric focus of the kingdom, which is the most important point.
所以现在我们要来看的是第三点，也是最重要的一点，就是这个国度的焦点中心是在基督的身上。Christ
is the King of the kingdom of God.
在上帝的国度当中，那位君王就是基督。He
is the light that has dawned on this dark world.
他是那位临到这个黑暗世界的光。In
preaching that the kingdom has arrived, he is preaching that he himself has arrived.
当耶稣说神国来已经来到的时候，其实耶稣就是在说我已经来了。The
kingdom is not something separate from Christ. It is closely connected with Christ.
因此，上帝的国的这个概念不是与基督这个人相分离的，他们是彼此紧密相连的两个概念。When
he comes, the kingdom comes. Where he goes, the kingdom goes.
当这个天国的君王就是耶稣基督来到的时候，那天国就自然来到了。耶稣在哪儿，天国就在哪儿。To
receive Christ is to receive the kingdom.
接受基督就是接受国度。
And you can see this in our text. Immediately after announcing that the kingdom has arrived, Jesus calls the first disciples, saying, "Follow me."
你可以看到我们在经文当中，当耶稣宣告了国度的到来的时候，接下来耶稣去呼召门徒，而耶稣呼召门徒所说的话是来跟从我。He
doesn't say, "Follow the kingdom."
耶稣没有说去跟从国度。He
doesn't say, "Follow God."
耶稣也没有简单的说跟随神。He
doesn't say follow the law.
他也没有说跟随律法。He
says follow me.
耶稣说的是来跟随我。He
calls men to follow him personally.
他呼召这些人来跟从他自己。He
calls people to commit themselves to himself as the bearer of the kingdom.
他呼召这些人来向自己委身，来作为他是那个。
The call to follow me explains the call to repent, for the kingdom is at hand.
所以耶稣呼召人跟从他的这个呼召，说来跟从我这个呼召，就解释了前面耶稣说悔改，因为天国已经到了。这两个呼召其实是一样的。They
are the same.
这两个呼召是同一个呼召。The
kingdom is not something separate from Christ, but is focused on Christ.
天国不是。 任何与基督无关的一个概念，天国的焦点和核心就是耶稣基督。He
is calling people to believe in himself, to follow him, and to become his disciples.
当耶稣说悔改吧，因为天国已经来了，耶稣就是说你们要来跟随我，来相信我，信靠我。 我会来拯救你们。
After Matthew narrates the calling of the first disciples in verses 18 to 22, we then come to verses 23 to 25.
当我们看到这个 马太记录了耶稣呼召第一批的门徒之后，我们来到这个第23和25节。
And this reinforces the Christocentric focus of the message of the kingdom.
而这段这两节经文，这三节经文更加的强化了这个天国的这个作为以基督为中心的这个焦点的这一点。
Look at verse 23.
我们一起来看第23节。
He went throughout all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every disease and every affliction among the people.
所以我们看到，当耶稣呼召完门徒之后，第23节说，耶稣走遍加利利，在各会堂里教训人，传天国的福音，医治百姓各样的病症。
In verse 17, Matthew quotes Jesus himself. Jesus' own words are, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand."
在前面第17节，马太引用了耶稣自己说的话，他说，耶稣说，悔改吧，因为天国近了。
But in case we didn't get it, in verse 23, Matthew as the narrator explains what Jesus was saying.
而到了第23节，马太没有直接引用耶稣所说的话，而是总结了耶稣到底传的是什么。马太说，耶稣所走遍各城各乡传的是福音。
Matthew says that Jesus was, quote, proclaiming the gospel or good news of the kingdom.
马太说，耶稣所传的就是传天国的福音。
According to Matthew, then, when Jesus was saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand," Jesus was preaching the gospel.
所以对比这两处的记载，当马太说耶稣传扬悔改吧，天国近了，耶稣就是在传扬福音。
He was preaching the gospel of the kingdom.
他是在传扬关于神的国的福音。
Matthew here is alluding to another passage in Isaiah, to Isaiah 52, verse 7.
而马太在这里面所暗示的是以赛亚先知书的另外一段，就是以赛亚先知书的第52章第7节。
Isaiah said, How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who says to Zion, Your God reigns.
所以以赛亚先知在那里面说，报 那个报佳音传平安，报好信传救恩的他们的脚踪是何等的佳美。他对西安说，你的神现在作王了。
Your God reigns is the same as the kingdom of God.
所以当以赛亚说你的神作王了，就是耶稣所说的神的国已经到来了。
Notice that Isaiah interprets the announcement of the reign or kingdom of God as good news.
所以你看到以赛亚先知把神的把神做王这件事情，神统治这件事情说成是福音，是好消息。
The message announcing the kingdom is not primarily that God is going to judge people.
所以去宣告天国，这个宣告，不是去说上帝要来审判人。
It is not primarily a message about the fact that you had better obey God.
所以这个宣告天国的福音不是说告诉人说你最好要顺服上帝，不然的话你会遭殃。
Of course, when we come to the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 5 through 7, an implication of the gospel is that we ought to obey the Lord.
当然我们看到在后面的登山宝训当中，去宣告就是我们是天国的到来，的确包含了我们需要顺服上帝。
But that is not primarily what the message of the gospel is.
但是这一点并不是整个福音的核心的内容。
The primary message of the announcement of the kingdom is good news. It is the gospel.
这个天国的福音的核心内容是那个好消息，是那个佳音，是那个就是福音本身。
To reinforce that, that's why Jesus also healed the sick and cast out demons.
因此当耶稣传扬好消息的时候，同时他又强化这个好消息所带来的这种正面的效果，因此耶稣开始医病和这赶鬼。
As Matthew says, and he went throughout all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom and healing every disease and every affliction among the people.
所以马太记录说 耶稣不仅传天国的福音, 他也医治百姓各样的病症。
When Jesus healed the sick and cast out demons, he was also proclaiming the gospel in visible form.
所以当耶稣医病和赶鬼的时候, 他的行动本身就是一种有形的彰显福音的体现。
When he cast out demons, it showed that he is the deliverer, the savior.
当耶稣把鬼赶出去的时候, 他彰显了他自己是那位拯救者。
It shows that he is the bearer of the kingdom of God.
表明了他是持有天国的那个人。
Matthew chapter 12, verse 28, Jesus says, If I, by the Spirit of God, cast out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you.
所以在马太福音第十二章第二十八节那里面，耶稣解释了他为什么要赶鬼。耶稣说：“我如果靠着神的灵赶鬼，这就证明神的国已经临到你们了。”Each
time a person who was suffering from sickness or a demon came to Jesus and was healed or had the demon cast out, that was a picture of salvation.
所以每次当一个人有病了，或者是 被鬼附了，来到耶稣这里，他的病被医治好了，他身上的鬼被赶出去了，这就是有形的在彰显到底救恩到底是什么样的。Jesus
was transferring that person out of the domain of darkness and into his kingdom of light.
所以当耶稣这样做的时候，耶稣就是把这些在黑暗的权势和统治之下的人，把他们迁到了他自己的国度里。
Jesus proclaims the good news with his words and with his deeds.
因此耶稣宣告福音的时候，不仅是用他的话语去传讲，他也用他的实际行动去彰显这个天国的全能。
His miracles are not merely to prove that he is divine.
所以耶稣的神迹，医病的这些赶鬼的这些神迹，不仅仅是证明他是上帝而已。
That is part of it, but they also show that he is the Savior who has the power to redeem sinners from sin and Satan.
的确，这证明了他是神，但是这并不是全部。更重要的是，耶稣是在彰显他作为拯救者的这样的一个身份，他要来把人从罪和这个邪恶的权势之下把他们拯救出来。
Jesus is the bearer of the kingdom.
耶稣是天国的持有者，他承载着天国。He
is the kingdom, all wrapped up in himself.
你可以想象天国就是环绕耶稣，耶稣浑身上下就是都是缠着天国，天国就是耶稣所在的地方。All
of the light, the power, the forgiving and healing grace, it is all connected with Jesus.
所以耶稣所有的天国的所有的这些光明，这些全能，这些 赦免的恩典，医治的恩典，全部都是与基督相连的。It
is like a cloud of glory surrounding Jesus.
就好像耶稣浑身环绕着那个荣耀的祥云一样。It
is all on the shoulders of Jesus. He is the bearer of the kingdom.
所以耶稣承载着天国，耶稣在哪儿，天国就在哪儿。It
is all focused on him.
所以整个天国的核心的焦点就是耶稣基督。And
because he is the bearer of the kingdom, we receive all the blessings of the kingdom by receiving Christ.
既然他是天国的持有者，他是承载天国的，那么当我们去领受基督的时候，当我们接受基督的时候，我们就领受了天国的所有的祝福。As
Paul says in Ephesians chapter 1, we have been blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
就像保罗在以弗所书第一章第三节所说的，我们在基督里领受了属天的各样的福气。Just
think of all the spiritual blessings that Paul mentions: adoption, redemption, forgiveness of sins, the riches of his grace, the eternal inheritance, and the Spirit as the down payment of that inheritance.
所以我们回想，还记得以弗所书第一章我们讲过的。 保罗在那里面提到了耶稣给我们的这些属天的祝福都包括什么呢? 那里面包括我们被收养成为上帝的儿女，我们获得了一个新的身份，我们被拯救，我们的罪被赦免，我们有他恩典丰富的丰富的恩典，我们有永恒的产业，我们现在就有圣灵作为印记来住在我们里面。
And where are all these blessings found? Where are we to find them?
这些属灵的祝福，这些属天的祝福，到底我们应该去哪儿去寻找呢？
In Christ.
就是在基督里。
All the blessings are wrapped up in Him. He has them all.
所有的属灵的祝福都在基督里，是真实的，是阿们的。
He is the bearer of the kingdom of God, and we receive all the blessings of the kingdom in union with Christ.
因为耶稣是那位天国的君王，他是天国的持有者，他是承载天国的，因此我们能够领受天国的一切的祝福。就是借着与这位君王联合。
Amen.
Amen. 让我们一同来低头祷告。天父，我们来到你的面前，我们感谢你在今天让我们听到了我们的救主在地上所宣告的天国的好消息。让我们也看到我们的救主他自己就是那位荣耀的君王，他把天国一切的祝福赐给我们，大大的赏赐给我们，叫我们能够进入到他的国度，能够摆脱黑暗的权势，我进入到他慈爱和光明的国度。主，求你继续的坚固我们的信心，来叫我们能够仰望我们的救主，直到他再来的日子。我们这样的祷告是奉靠耶稣基督的名，阿门。
阿门。